95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review is on this Friday. Rig, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot, the man in the blue, has brought the brew.
Oh!
Hey!
Did you just hear that?
Yeah, trademark it today.
Woo. Write that down. Don't you copyright Morning Hog 2022. All right, so that's copyright now. We're safe.
All right, good.
Some great, very surprising, original, new flavors of a beet on the front side. New flavors now on the back side. What do we got?
So I'm going to go with Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
So this is their new fall seasonal, I guess you could say.
Right.
Taking over for Oktoberfest. This is Liquid Hoppiness.
I have looked at this beer on the shelf and shunned it specifically in hopes that you would bring it here so I could try it here first, right? This is a great...
Perfect.
I want to guinea pig it right here. Let's do it.
So like I said, it is a seasonal beer, so if you see it out there, go and grab it.
Oh,
because they'll be switching over to Celebration here shortly.
I should have grabbed it then. Okay,
cool.
Got time.
Oh my gosh.
Got time to go shopping after this, right? Oh, Steve. Look
very
at Steve's,
earthy.
Look at Steve's face.
He's very earthy. Look at
you. Like a... I mean, it smells like a plant.
So this is their Juicy IPA.
Okay.
Oh. So you're getting a lot of... vegetal.
Oh, wow. Woo! That's not a heavy citrusy juicy.
Right.
Wow. This thing starts off at like...
It's making me hoppy. Happy. And hoppy.
Fifth gear.
At the same time. Yeah. It's doing both.
So I just came back from the Sierra Nevada brewery in Asheville.
What?
I was there for 3 days.
Okay.
I wish I could live there.
Is it?
I mean, it is.
Is it beer paradise?
It is the Mecca. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you ever get the chance to get up there,
right,
definitely check it out. I mean, I can't believe how clean it is. Mm-hmm. They opened back in like 2015. They have all kinds of certification for all kinds of things. So it's fantastic.
And they just crank out all kinds great flavors and stuff too.
Yep. It's great.
Wow. I mean, this is fantastic. This will now be in a permanent part of my Sierra Nevada rotation, you know? Although it's seasonal, so I have to buy a lot more and then hoard it.
I'm all right.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So it clocks in at 7%.
Oh.
So definitely going to get the job done.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Sierra Nevada has been pumping out consistent products for 40 years.
Is the so the juicy is just juicy hops?
Right. Yeah, you're getting a little bit more of a... concentrated flavor, I guess you can
say.
Okay. Right. Typically, Juicy is associated with a hazy or New England IPA.
Yeah.
So if you look, it looks a little cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we'll talk about that on the next beer as well.
Okay.
But it's just delicious.
Well, I feel like I'm riding on a cloud right now. This is great. And at 7% after a couple of these, that'll be good. I know it's only Friday morning, but I've got my weekend planned already. But there's still one more beer. And not coincidentally, this beer... you know, made in the home of the Georgia Bulldogs, defending national champions in college football, in case you didn't know. They play tomorrow. We'll open the season against Oregon, right? So it's the Dogs and the Ducks.
So if we don't talk about it next week, then they didn't.
Quack off, man. just wanted to say that one.
Yeah.
All right. So what is it? Tell them.
All right. So we got Terrapin's new Morning Haze.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is new for me as well.
You knew this is going to be my favorite beer absolutely. To try. Will it top the taste of the other ones? I don't know. There's been some great ones. What are they changing up in the Terrapin game right here?
So this is an Imperial Hazy IPA.
Oh.
Which I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of my portfolio if I've had an Imperial Hazy recently at least.
I don't think I have.
Because this is clocking at 8.8%.
Oh. So 88. Look out, dog.
You smell that?
All right. Okay.
Well, it doesn't have a smell that.
An Imperial stank to it.
Oh,
but it has. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Can you see the crazy eights in there?
So the hop presence is.
It does not taste the way it smells at all.
Mm-mm.
That's a shocker.
That's got a kick, right?
It's good, though.
Oh, that's got a shot right in there.
Yeah.
This is not a typical Terrapin IPA, is it?
Would you call it? I get what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From like recreation and hops cuture and stuff, it's not like that at all.
Yeah. So it's a little off the beaten path, especially being an Imperial.
Yeah.
But you know, if you look at their can, it's the same classic Terrapin. They have the turtle on the front of it.
Right.
It kind of has a sweet taste.
So getting a nice malt.
Yes,
background
on very,
it. Usually when you get into the Imperial territory, that's how they balance out that little bit of extra alcohol and hop bitterness. Is you finish it with a nice malt background.
Yeah. It's got a sizzle like, Pop Rocks.
There's not a lot
of Pop Rocks are in it at all.
There's not a lot of bite on that.
My imagination, probably. No, there's not a bite. Oh, that's good, man. Wow. Okay.
And terrapin. Another
That's really good.
New fall or a seasonal for them as well?
That I'm going to have to look into. We just got it in.
So just buy it now and don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, definitely check out your local independents, okay. ABC's, Total Wine.
Right.
Or you can check out the website.
SRProduct.com/beerfinder. Yeah. I found a beer right here in my hand. So at 8.8, I feel like if you're, let's say you're tailgating a Georgia football game, you could have like two of these and then go to the game and sweat it out and have two more and still probably like talk to people and function.
Well, if you think about it, 8.8%.
Yeah.
Your average domestic beer is around 4.2, 4.3, okay. You know. So okay. you're having two beers at once each okay. time.
Yeah.
You're double fisting with one fist.
Single can.
You got right. two hands. Steve, do the math.
So it's...
All right.
I probably shouldn't have been math. My bad. I'm sorry, Josh. I really bogged the show. Let him do that. We'll talk about...
Three.
So we'll talk about college... Now, you don't really have a college football affiliation,
four.
Do you? Do you have a college...
I mean, I like all of my teams from Washington, but I haven't watched any in a very long time.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get together tomorrow. We'll just sit down and have a whole day. We'll knock these out. It won't matter what team we're rooting for.
I'm all right with that.
Right? I mean, that's kind of the way to go. SRParrot.com/beerfinder. You can find all these great flavors. Thank you for treating us to new stuff.
Yeah.
And great flavors. And by the way, go Dawgs and happy football weekend.
Cheers.